Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott. Before I start today's show, I have to talk to you about Ceteris. So as a franchise entrepreneur, dealing with your finances, your accounting, and tax preparation could be a real headache. And Ceteris specializes in franchise accounting, and they can take care of all that work for you while giving you full access to your financial data and your benchmark reporting through their platform. Ceteris Edge is built on top of QuickBooks Online. So while they offer tax accounting, many of their customers also retain their current CPAs and use Ceteris for month-to-month accounting and also benchmark reporting, which their CPAs love. Here are some of the benefits of using Ceteris. So do it for me. Your accounting and bookkeeping should be done by a team of experts who know accounting for your business inside and out. They also provide you with benchmark reporting, so small business entrepreneurs can operate better businesses when they compare their financial performance against their peers in their industry. Once again, you're also getting a team. You're not just getting a person when you use Ceteris. They also provide you with industry-specific expertise, professional response times, which is very important, security, cloud-based technology, and once again, they're built upon a standard platform. You also have mobile access, which entrepreneurs, as you know, are always on the move, and you have the most critical information on the health of your business in the palm of their hands, which allows you better and also faster decision-making. Now, here's really the excellent part. If you sign up through this podcast, you're going to get 50% off your first 2 months. So to learn more about Ceteris' franchise accounting and benchmark reporting solution, please visit www.ceteris.com/franchise interviews. That's CETERUS.com/franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the entrepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Matt Barker, the co-founder of the Totally Nuts franchise. Founded in 1992 and franchising since May of 2014, Totally Nuts has attracted thousands of customers with its delectable flavors and varieties of cinnamon glazed nuts, including almonds, pecans, and cashews. I'm going to talk to Matt about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Matt Barker, the co-founder of the Totally Nuts franchise. Founded in 1992 and franchising since May of 2014, Totally Nuts has attracted thousands of customers with its delectable flavors. Hey, Matt, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Hey, doing great.
Oh, that's great. I said the show's going to make me hungry, isn't it, Matt?
Oh, too bad you can't smell them when we're roasting them.
That's what I was saying. You know, it was funny because I could almost smell them. We were on
the internet this morning. I think Vimeo was one of the websites that we were on and we were watching. I think it was you and your wife inside the store, and you could actually almost smell the nuts. And I said, oh, God, that must be amazing. It must be hard to walk by the store as a customer, Matt. I mean, I know for me, I love nuts, so I wouldn't be able to just walk right by your store. So that must be difficult, isn't it?
Yes. It's amazing how many people that don't like nuts, and then when we ask them to try that great smell, they get kind of hooked and sink line and sinker.
That's fantastic. We'd like to ask our guest, where are you calling from this morning, Matt?
Hey, I'm calling you from St. George, Utah. And when people hear Utah, they think Salt Lake City, Utah, and we're an hour and 40 minutes north of Las Vegas.
Okay.
So we're
we're
the Palm Springs of Utah, basically.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a great location. And I guess that's where your headquarters is located then, Matt, yes?
Yes, right here in sunny St. George, Utah.
That's fantastic. This was a great story. You know, when I started researching Totally Nuts, I thought it was an interesting story. I was, you know, reading a little bit about your background, and, you know, I thought maybe you could tell our wife if you could dive into, like, the history of Totally Nuts and how you came up with the concept.
Well, my wife and I, we started working for a company out of San Francisco, and we were one of the top sales teams for the company for 4 years, and we just kind of wanted to do something on our own. And we realized out there in the marketplace that everybody, at all the different venues that we were going to for the company, everybody was eating a snack. And so that's how we got into the nut business.
Wow, the light bulb went off, right? It's like when you see, you know, it's little things like that that happen from your, you know, your previous experience that sometimes, you know, you get these really great ideas. I know you were a snowboarder too, right? So it sounds like, you know, your life provides you with a little more opportunity to do things like that. It sounds like, you know, you have a family too as well, Matt, you know, so you get to spend more time with your family, I guess.
Yeah, that's what's so exciting about the Totally Nuts franchise opportunity is it's a lifestyle. It's what's so neat is that you can work as hard as you want, and then you can play as hard as you want, and you can determine when you want to work and when you want to play. And so that's what we like about it, and that's what's worked for us.
That's fantastic. You're listening to Franchise Interviews, and we're speaking with Matt Barker, and Matt is the co-founder of the Totally Nuts franchise. And, Matt, maybe you could talk, you know, a little bit about, you know, the franchise Totally Nuts itself. You know, instead of, like, you know, saying, if someone were to come up with you and say, so what do you guys do, and you wouldn't just say, well, we're a nut franchise. How do you describe Totally Nuts to someone?
Well, that's what's unique about us is that, you know, there's a lot of concession business out there, and you know, it's a huge market, but it's the fun and outgoing personality that we can have, because we're in a franchise of Totally Nuts. We're basically a small factory right on location, as you've seen us in our mall locations and different things that we've done. And that's what's so neat is that you're interacting with the customer and having fun with them, even if they don't buy or they do buy. And so it's kind of a friendly atmosphere, and it's, you know, it's just turned into a fun job. And it's not really what you would consider a job because it's just so much fun. And so we do three types of cinnamon glazed nuts, and that, like you were saying, it was the almonds, pecans, and cashews.
Yeah.
And we really target those three items simply because when you get like 10 different items in a location and you're sampling 10 different items, everybody gets their palate cleaned out and they get frustrated of what product they really like the best. And so we just stick to three products, and that seemed to work really great for us.
That's very clever. How do you bring customers into the store, Matt? I mean, I was getting the perception, you know, that a lot of people, you know, were walking into the store. I mean, of course, it's got to be the smell, for one, I imagine. What else was, you know, bringing the customers into the store? It looked like it was pretty crowded when I was watching the video.
Yeah, the number one thing is the smell, and they think it's a cinnamon roll or something like that. But what really drives the customer is the steam that comes off the kettle when we're finishing a batch. We just throw some water on at the end. And that smell and that glaze, they see a factory right in front of them. And then we're enticing them with a great sample that's hot right out of the kettle. And so that's what really, they see the excitement that we draw as a company,
yeah.
you know, and people are like, wow, what are they doing over there? They're having too much fun or,
right.
or what's going on? And they see that excitement. So that's how
yeah,
we
that's
draw
the perception
the
I got
area.
Too, Matt, when I was watching it was an real exciting franchise. You know, I've done a lot of these interviews, you know, over 8 years, you know, and your franchise really intrigued me when I was watching it. You know, I said, wow, this is really interesting because it really appeals to the customer's senses, you know, whether it's smell and taste and, you know, just the visual aspect of it. Just, you know, it seemed like you had all the aspects covered, you know. So I just thought it was really clever how you came up with everything. Who came up with the name, by the way? Do you get credit for that, or is that your wife? Or it's a great name, by the way.
Well, I do have to give credit to my wife. Like you said, we've been doing the business since 1992 till
yeah.
now, 2014, and about 3 years into it, it's real crazy at Christmas time because we're in the malls and we're working 16-hour
yeah.
days and it's a
yeah.
grind. And my wife's like, we're totally nuts. We're crazy to be doing this because we don't
That's
Christmas.
Great.
You know, if you're doing a mall and working 16-hour days,
yeah.
you're catering to everybody else's Christmas out there.
Sure.
And so we thought it was because we're fun and energetic, and that was
yeah.
the greatest name that we could come up with. And she says, hey, we're just totally nuts about doing this business.
That's fantastic. It really is. It's,
so,
it's very clever. How has technology played a role in your business, Matt? I mean, how do you implement technology or use technology for totally nuts?
Well, what was new for us this year is that we started working with an iPad in our stores, being the register, and they could
mm-hmm.
sign on they could sign their credit card right on the iPad. So technology that way is a new thing for us, which is really nice.
Yeah.
The new franchisees that come in, they're going to be getting an iPad, and it'll have the Bible and the whole book right in the iPad
right.
itself. So,
right.
yeah, we're really interested in technology in our business because we know it'll make us faster and better and
sure.
in the marketplace. Of course, you know, for years we've been totally nuts on the website for, you know, doing sales and different things
right.
like that through internet. But,
right.
yeah, it's been a great role in technology for us as a franchise.
Fantastic. How about your industry, Matt? I mean, are there any numbers on your industry? You know, I was trying to figure out, I was saying, okay, you know, it seems like it could be the snack industry. It could be, I guess, the nut industry. Are there any numbers on the industry that you guys are in?
Well, we're kind of in the snack industry,
yeah.
and it's in the billions.
Yeah, it is,
know?
Yeah.
There's so many things, and what's so neat about the concept of being into the snack business is, you know, back in the early days, back in the early 1930s when they had the Depression and everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, they couldn't do a lot back then,
yeah.
you know, because it was a depression. But they always went to the movie, and they always went out to get an ice cream or a snack.
That's
so that's
true.
What's been so unique with our business is that with the economy going up and down, we've actually increased 5 to 10% every year with our different product that we come out with. And that's what's so neat is because it's a snack item, somebody can afford a $3 item or a $15 or a $20 package. You know, so you got the versatility of being able to cater to anybody's budget.
That's very clever, yeah, and I've read that before, so I would certainly agree with you. You're listening to Franchise Interviews, and we're speaking with Matt Barker, the co-founder of Totally Nuts. And one of the questions we like to ask on our show, especially to someone like yourself, Matt, is what's been, well, it's probably hard to narrow it down to one thing, but what's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you since launching Totally Nuts?
Well, to be honest with you, we've just recently have launched it, and the excitement that we're hearing from it right now, just like
yeah.
from what you're saying, just seeing it, the
right.
excitement is so exciting.
Yeah,
we've got two franchisees that are coming aboard within the next week. They're just reading
wow.
over the fine print.
Right.
And, you know, we've got a lot of people that are so excited. They want a turnkey operation. They want to be
yeah.
able to be successful like we are. And with the years of experience that we have, we can help them. We're here to help them, and that's what's so exciting is that it's just another venture for us of excitement like we're already doing with just selling the nuts. Now we can have somebody else learn the lifestyle and have fun with it. If they're a fisherman or if they're a hunter or if they're, you know, their hobbies, whatever their hobby is, they can go do that and then they can go work hard and then they can go back to, you know, like I said, our motto is work hard, play hard.
Right.
Have a great time.
And it's one of the things I got too, you know, from studying your franchise was, you know, it's a means to an end. You know, we've said that, you know, on our show on several occasions is that, you know, a lot of times when you get into, you know, certain types of franchises, it is a means to an end where I thought of you were saying, okay, this is, you know, someone who likes to snowboard and likes to spend time with his family. So it was a means to an end for you, you know, and as you said, with a lot of other people, if they like to fish or they like to boat or whatever it is they like to do, it allows them that opportunity, you know. So I thought that that was really, you know, I thought it was very clever. It's going to be interesting for you, I imagine, too, you know, in opening, you know, those, you know, first several franchises. It's probably going to be a little emotional for you and your wife, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, it's like giving our baby up a little bit, but we see it as a bigger family to us. And so we're just like, we're adding somebody else to our family. And to go back a little bit of like what you're talking about, yeah, we have four children, and this weekend I got to go down to California and watch my daughter play in a soccer tournament, a very high-level soccer tournament, and win the championship last night, and I drove all the way home today so that I could be on the radio with you.
Wow, that's
fantastic.
Just,
you know, this, you know, I've had 2 hours of sleep, but it's exciting to be able to be with your family and be able to experience what they're going through in life, and that's what's so neat about it.
And it's true, when you enjoy what you do, Matt, and you know, I got that impression, you know, in you know, studying you and your wife, is that you do enjoy what you do, and you could, it's nice that, you know, when you only get 2 hours sleep, you can still function during the day, where, you know, when you're doing a job that you don't enjoy doing, you know, it makes it a little difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people get in that rut, the 9 to 5 or the 8 to 4, you know, and it's like, what do we do, you know?
Sure.
And so
sure.
This is what's neat. One of the franchise people that are coming aboard with us, they just want to do farmers markets on weekends and make an extra $5,000 to $1,000 a weekend.
That's clever.
Some other people are looking to make $50,000 to $100,000 a year. It just kind of depends on what they want to do and what the income that they need, extra income that they want to make. So
that's
exciting.
Speaking of your franchisees, Matt, I mean, what will you be looking for in your franchisees? Will there be any types of characteristics you'll be looking for?
Well, to be honest with you, I've got a technician that's coming aboard that works for the hospital, and he's the one that wants to just do farmers markets and things like that. Now I have an attorney that works for a hospital in California, and he's wanting to do malls for Christmas, and he really wants to look at it as a business to retire onto after he's done. And so the versatility, what I see in it is that it depends on, it can be a single person that wants to do weekend shows. It could be a big family. What worked for us in our family is every one of our children has worked for us. So they know what real work is. And that's what children today that are 16 to 30 years old, they want to get a paycheck now and work later.
Sure.
But
yeah.
we're teaching our children at 11 years old how to count money back to a customer.
Wow.
Which we don't get that nowadays. You know, you have a machine that tells you how much change to give back to a customer. If you give them change and try to round it off so that you get no more change back, in some restaurants that you go to, they can't even count money back. And so we instill teaching our children the values of how to you know, count money, how to learn the business, and work hard, and then they get paid for what they're doing. So we worked as a family, we worked together, and it's a neat that some of my kids roast, some of them work the front counter and take orders, and it's just a, you know, so it really depends on what you want to instill. Now that, for example, that technician, that guy that wants to come in, he wants to teach his children as well the values of working and different things. So it can be, you know, just any type of person out there, but But the big target, you know, is to try to teach people how to work hard and be able to have a good time and make a good, honest living out there. So
yeah,
it's fun, and it's going to be exciting to see what happens.
That's fantastic. Another thing I liked about Totally Nuts as well, Matt, is the, you know, over the years, you know, because a lot of people have known that I do the radio show, so they ask me, I say, okay, well, what type of franchise should I get into? You know, and I'll start asking them little questions about themselves. And a lot of times people will say, well, I don't want to sell anything, you know. And I was saying that this is a great franchise because you're appealing to people's senses, you know, when it's not high-pressure sales, is it? I mean, people are smelling the nuts and, you know, they're seeing this interesting environment and experience of Totally Nuts. So it's not high-pressure sales, is it?
No, it's not. But it's interesting because I've had people in the past that have worked for me, and they'll just stand there and wait for the order to come up to the counter. But
right.
But it's more than that. You can give them a sample, if you
sure.
just say, hey, would you like a sample? And as soon
That's
as you
it.
Give
yeah.
them a sample, they're like, wow, you're roasting right here. I didn't know you were even roasting. I mean,
yeah.
like you said, it's not high pressure at all. It's very simple.
Right.
11-year-old kid can do it. And
yeah.
a 50-year-old gentleman can do it. So
that's
it's very fun and exciting. That's what's so neat about it.
That's great. What will the training be like for your new franchisees, Matt? I mean, how will that work? Will they come to corporate? Do you go out to their location?
They'll come to corporate. And what we'll have here in St. George, Utah, is that we'll have a training. So some people will only want to do a farmer's market, for example.
Right.
So we'll teach them how to set up a booth, and we'll
okay.
tear it down, and then we'll teach them the basics of roasting and how that goes. And so it's a step-by-step operation. Now, we'll have people like we're in a soccer stadium in Salt Lake City, Utah, the Salt Lake Real soccer stadium. And so those are permanent locations. So we'll teach them, you know, people that want permanent locations in a mall or in a stadium, a football, basketball stadium, wherever they want to go, and then we'll teach them how, you know, how you can close up real easy because it's
right.
you know, a permanent location versus, you know, doing a festival or doing a farmer's market. It's you're in and out, which is
that would make
really
sense.
Unique. So they'll learn everything right here. It's going to be a 3 to 4 day, you know, schooling, hard knocks of
right.
how to do it. And we'll even go out to their first venue and help them out because we want them to be successful. And
of course.
So,
right.
you know, we're there to back them up 100%. And so, yes, it's right here in St. George, Utah is where they would get their full training of the Totally Nuts franchise.
It sounds like, too, there's some flexibility on the location, too, Matt, where not all franchisers, you know, provide that to their franchisees. In other words, you're allowing your franchisee to sell at a farmer's market. But, you know, originally I was thinking, okay, a lot of times it's probably going to be, there's going to be many of these franchises, I suspect, in a mall. Would it be more like a food court situation, or would it be like in another section of the mall? Have you thought about that yet as far as the location?
Yes. We're better off not in the food court. We're better
right.
off, like, they call them kiosks.
Yeah,
kiosks are in the center of the mall.
Right.
So you're mingling with people that are walking back and forth
right.
and going to the big
right.
department stores.
True.
So you're getting that spur of the moment sell versus if you're going to the food court, you're going to eat and you're not really looking for a snack.
That's true.
That's what's nice about us being out in the center of the action. We've been in line in a mall where you'll do a 30% less in a mall because you were in line because you weren't out amongst the people, and they couldn't see you roasting right
wow.
out there in the ambiance. So, yes,
right.
you definitely want to be out in the middle. In the airport, you're out in the middle in a kiosk.
Yes.
You've seen those
yeah.
kiosks out there.
Yeah.
So you can be on a small kiosk or a bigger kiosk. Just depends on how much you want to do in that kiosk. Now, for example, you saw some of the video that we had. We had Christmas tins, gift boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So we were doing some high volumes. We got corporate people
yeah.
looking at gift packs where they'll buy 30 or 40 of them, you know. So
wow.
that's the exciting part of the business as well. So in a mall location, that would be more of a permanent in the kiosk, or you can actually If you're doing a farmer's market, you're tearing down and setting up, going to another farmer's market. Sometimes they're on Wednesday and sometimes they're on Friday. So it just depends on where you want to go to actually set that up. So
that's true.
It's exciting.
What's been a typical day like for, you know, someone like yourself, Matt? I mean, in all the years of doing this, you know, is there such a thing as a typical day, you know, as a franchisee?
Yes, a typical day is relaxing in the morning, getting started for the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a venue coming up, yeah, there's a few days where you're going to be loading a trailer, you know, just doing some basic things. But then you can have fun, and then when you go to the show, you go set up, and then you tear down. So, I mean, a typical day is being with, to me, is being with my family, starting the day
right.
off right, and then going to work for 3 or 4 hours. Coming back, being with my family, and then turn around. And if I have to go for a day and a half to go out of town to do a venue, I'm back and I can do some things during the week, which most people can only do things on the weekends with their family, where
True.
I'm doing it during the weekdays. So it's exciting. A typical day is totally different than a typical 9-to-5 job, you know. So, I mean,
yeah.
it could be you're working from 6 and 8 o'clock at night getting ready for that show the next day. Or, you know, so you kind of determine your hours of when
mm-hmm.
you want to work and work it around your schedule. So that's what's so neat about it is you've got the flexibility to be able to do whatever you like.
That's fantastic. What advice would you give to our listeners, Matt? We call them aspiring franchipreneurs. You know, I mean, many of them know they want to go into franchising, but it seems a little overwhelming to a lot of them. They just simply don't know where to begin. Is there any advice you can give them in their quest to buy a franchise?
Well, I think they need to look at what they really want out
mm-hmm.
of a franchise. You know, they really have to see what, do they want a 9-to-5 job? Do they want to be in a permanent location where they're working from 10 to 9 o'clock in a mall? Or do they want to work a weekend and have the weekdays off? So they really need to determine if they want a day in and day out job, which is great for Totally Nuts. You can do day in and day out and be very successful and have managers and different things and being able to oversee that. But just looking at franchises and typical, that's what's so neat about Totally Nuts franchises. You can cater to their lifestyle of what they want to do. So my thing to them would just say, you know, you've got to look at what you want in life and how you want to structure that out. And it's just so fun with the Totally Nuts because we're always having fun with the customers. It's funny because they're like, can I jump in and help you sell? Because, you know, we're having too much fun back there, you know, in different shows that we're
That's
at.
Great.
And it's crazy fun, and it's exciting. We love it. So for
That's
those great. Listeners out there, if you want to jump aboard a great opportunity, it's a fun, great business in the nut business. I didn't know I was going to be in the nut business almost 24 years now, you know.
Wow.
And my
yeah.
neighbors are doctors and lawyers, and it's like, oh, he's just
right.
a nut salesman, you know. And we just have fun, you know.
That's
so
fantastic.
It's a great business.
That's great. I can ask you this question because you're the co-founder of the company. What are Totally Nuts' plans for the future, Matt? I mean, if you can, you know, look into a crystal ball 3 to 5 years down the road, where do you see the company?
I see the company well over 150 to 200 franchisees out there really being successful because we have a great system. We've taken a full year to get this franchise launched the correct way of having the actual products in the mixes ready for the franchisees. So it's a very, very easy turnkey operation. And so my sights are helping people to be able to, you know, when I first started doing the nut business, I had family and friends that have lost jobs, and I got them started in the business. And what a great opportunity to actually have a system that works for them and being able to help other people be successful like I am. And that's what it's all about. You know, when I first started the business, I'm like, I got to keep this trade secret away from everybody else, and I'm
yeah.
the only one that's going to be successful. But if you can help others be successful, you can reap more of a reward in life. And that's what I see. I've helped so many other people be successful, and it's a great, neat thing to be out there and helping people be successful. And it's exciting, because I just know that we have a great system.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, Matt? Any websites they should go to?
Yeah, totallynutswiththez.com is our website, and they can get all the information right there. We have an 800 number, and it's just a great business. We're excited to launch this and have a great time having fun selling nuts.
That's fantastic. And I want to already invite you back next year as you continue to grow, Matt. I'm looking forward to I'm going to keep my eye on your franchise. And I'm anxious for you guys to actually come out here to Eastern Pennsylvania on the East Coast. So I'm waiting for you.
Yes, we'll definitely. We'll be excited to be there.
That's fantastic. It was a pleasure talking to you, Matt. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Today's Great Quote in Franchising is being brought to you by
the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews many years now, and the way this whole podcast came about was we were looking to do, over the years, we've had some great quotes on our show. So we decided to do these like little mini clips of kind of like a best of segment because it was some really great significant information within each show. And we didn't realize that the podcast, this particular podcast, was going to turn into something just as big as the radio show. So today you're going to get to hear an interesting clip from Larry Sedati, and he is the Chief Development Officer of a franchise called Paris Baguette. And he says something really interesting. We're going to call this podcast Really Gotta Love Me, but you gotta listen to it to find out why.
Get into franchising, but we find from doing the show such a long time now that many aspiring franchisepreneurs, they don't know where to begin. What advice would you give to them in their quest to buy a franchise because you've been doing this such a long time now?
I would say you look at something that you can get passionate about and are very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be clear on what your objectives are and your goals.
Right.
You need to look beyond the superficial stuff like again, I know money is extremely important, but you got to look past just the money part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
got to look at something that you can get heavily invested in emotionally and also financially, and that you believe in. And when I say that, the most important part of a franchise relationship is alignment. You have to make sure that you're aligned with that company that you would be getting involved with, and they're aligned with you, and,
right.
which means you have to believe in what they believe in. You have to have similar values, and you have to make sure that you are in tune with the leadership of that company,
mm-hmm.
that you know them intimately and understand what's driving them and what you basically got to put yourself in the organization.
Right.
And try to come out with a decision that you feel totally comfortable with and aligned with. And just make sure that all the pieces are in place and you do your due diligence. Don't get trapped into something that you think is a hot concept or
mm-hmm.
Something that looks great today, because there's a lot of here today is gone tomorrow, and I live in the county
yeah.
with that right now.
I can't tell you how many times I get the question, because, you know, doing the show such a long time, Larry, is, you know, from an aspiring franchisepreneur, it's like, what's hot right now in franchising? You know, you're right.
Yeah.
I typically have the same responses. You know, you might want to be a little careful about, you know, what's hot today, because you're right. It's a lot of times it's gone in 5 years, isn't it?
Yeah, and you also, you've got to be aware of how easy it is to get involved in it, because if it's easy, people are going to spring up into it.
Sure.
And it's going
sure.
to get... There are, you know, the pizza space right now is going through that. There's going to be a consolidation
mm-hmm.
because in every region there's no clear dominant player yet.
Right.
But you have all these players, and they can't
yeah.
all survive. And
no, they
sooner
can't.
Or later, you know, you can get caught up in something like that, saying it's really, really hot. It's a great concept. But, you know, when guys start putting two or three of them within two blocks of each other, and you start splitting the market and everything becomes commoditized, you know, that's a low barrier of entry
sure.
category that can deceive you into a bad decision. I'm not saying
right.
it's a bad decision. I'm just saying
right.
it's
right.
an example of getting into something that is not really a high barrier of entry category. So you have to be very
sure.
careful and make a very careful decision.
Yeah, I think that's well said. And I like how you used on several instances in this interview, Larry, is you emphasize the word relationship. You know, and a lot of times when someone will ask me, you know, to describe a franchise, you know, is that's what I describe it as. It's a relationship, isn't it? And you kind of put an emphasis also on that, you know, having that trust in the franchisor is a key element of franchising, isn't it?
At the end of the day, if you're married, this is your second spouse.
Yeah,
and
well
if
said.
You're not married, this is your first spouse. And anyone that's ever been married knows you better be completely aligned with who you're marrying, or else things don't go right. And that's
yeah.
a painful. That's very painful when it spins out and goes the wrong way. So, you know, when I speak with franchisees, and I'm, you know, one of the things that I often say is, look, we're going to be married. This is a contract, but it's a marriage.
Right.
And you really got to love me, because if you don't,
I like that.
It's not going to end well. And you just need to look at it as, hey, we're dating, and we're going to get engaged, and then we're going to get married. And
right.
You know, we're not always going to agree, but at least we know that we can disagree and walk away and come back and agree on other things. It's got to be
that
kind of a relationship.
That's great. We have this free quotes in franchising podcast. We're going to put that in there, Larry. I think that's great advice to our listeners, you know.
If you'd like to listen to that whole show with Larry Sedati of Paris Baguette, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to our Franchise Interviews by Category page, and then go to the food section, and you can actually hear that whole interview. It was a fantastic show, the podcast we did with Larry. So, and finally, we just want to thank everyone for making this podcast such a big hit. It's hard to imagine we've been doing this podcast radio show almost a decade now, so it's really quite incredible how quickly the time has gone by. So we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.